Lesson 8. The Foolish Brahmin. Target idioms. Get to. When he got to the house, it was snowing. Just ring the bell when you get to the door. I got to the store before it closed. How do you get to school every day?
I take the bus.
Get together. Everyone said that they should get together. We often got together at the cafe. Let's get together on Friday night. Let's get together on Saturday.
Okay, maybe we can go to a movie together.
Get up. It's hard for him to get up in the morning. I have to get up early to catch the train. Time to get up. What time do you get up?
Usually at 7:30, but on weekends I get up later.
Get well. He received a get well card. I hope you get well. She got well faster than anticipated. My sister is sick, so I'm going to bring her some medicine.
Tell her I hope she gets well soon.
Give a hand. Can someone give me a hand with this? He gave her a hand with the yard work. They gave the boy a hand with the big box. This table is really heavy. Can you give me a hand moving it?
Sure, I can help you.
Give away. He gave away his last dollar. I wanted to sell my old radio, but I think I will just give it away. The company gave away free samples. Wow, you have a lot of books.
I have too many. I think I should give away a lot of them.
Give back. He had to give back the stolen money. When are you going to give back my CD? She borrowed my car, but she hasn't given it back. Can I borrow your bicycle?
Yes, as long as you give it back by 5 o'clock.
Give it a try. Why don't you give it a try? She decided to give it a try. I haven't played golf, but I'll give it a try. Have you had Mexican food?
No, but I'd like to give it a try sometime.
Give up. He should give up smoking. She did not give up hope of finding her dog. Don't give up. Keep trying. Learning to play the guitar is really hard.
Don't give up. You will learn if you keep practicing.
Go away. Go away. Please don't go away. I hope your stomach ache will go away soon. What a gloomy day.
Yeah, I wish those clouds would go away.
Go off. The camel went off across the desert to find water. Dorothy went off to have her car washed. She went off without even saying goodbye. Why is Mrs. Jones crying?
Her son went off to fight in the war.
Go on. The road goes on for many miles. This cold weather has gone on for too long. The argument went on for a few minutes. This movie was really boring.
Yes, it just seemed to go on for hours.
Go on a picnic. He is going on a picnic. Let's go on a picnic.
I haven't gone on a picnic for years. What do you want to do this weekend?
It's going to be sunny on Saturday, so I'd like to go on a picnic.
Grow up. When he grows up, he will be a strong lion. I grew up in China and then moved to America. My son has grown up so fast.
What kind of job do you want to have when you grow up?
Actually, I would like to become a dentist.
Had better. If you want to work here, you had better get a haircut. You'd better not work too late. She had better study if she wants to pass the test.
Do you want to play computer games with me?
I'd like to, but I'd better finish my homework.
Hand in. After 60 minutes, the students had to hand in their tests. Please hand in the report by Friday.
Even though she wasn't finished, she had to hand in the project. What are you writing?
I'm writing an essay that I have to hand in to my teacher tomorrow.
Hang up. Hang up your coat on the wall. Please hang up your wet towels. Jerry hung up his Elvis costume after the show.
Where should I put my jacket?
You can hang it up in the closet.
Have a good time. The aliens like to have a good time. The tourists had a good time in Paris. I had a good time at the party.
Have a good time at the birthday party.
Thanks. I think it will be fun.
Have no idea. I have no idea why he is wearing this. She has no idea when the meeting is.
They had no idea that the earth was round. I have no idea how to use this digital camera.
Read the instruction booklet. That'll help you.
Have to do with. These symbols all have to do with mathematics. The newspaper article has to do with the Queen's visit to Africa. The mother hoped that her son had nothing to do with the broken window.
What does math have to do with real life?
Well, studying math helps us to add and subtract money and many other things.